I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. If this next 3 minutes of the podcast, everyone, sounds like it's a little bit repetitive and like we've already done it before because we sound a bit bored, it's because we weren't recording for the first 3 minutes of the podcast. So this is a do-over for us, but the first time for you. So welcome back to By the Power. We're back. James is here. He still has no taste.
Yeah.
It's even funny the second time around, that joke. James, how are you doing?
Good. Much better than the last couple of weeks. Yeah, I was slapped with a dose of the COVID. So, I am fine now.
This might be a silly question, Bez, but we know how you say you've got no taste when you're eating.
Yes.
Like, so is it like no taste at all, or is it like a watery taste?
No taste at all.
Oh, that's crazy.
Nothing. What? It was horrible. Not a pleasant experience. There's no
satisfaction. Have you tried something really hot, James? Like a vindaloo or something, just to see if that has an effect on it.
Spicy stuff, you can tell it's hot, but you can't taste it's hot.
Well, so I couldn't. Is it like tingly?
Yeah, there's like a tingly sensation in your mouth, but you don't get any of the spice, you know, the actual flavour of it. So it's just a really weird sensation. Yeah. And it doesn't feel as hot as it normally would.
Would you try eating anything you don't normally like?
Yeah, yeah. I've had some vegetables, had carrots and all sorts of stuff. I thought, well, may as well put something in there, you know, and some healthy. But yeah, food's really, it's unsatisfying. You still feel hungry, well, I did, because you're not getting that, you know, when you're sort of, not necessarily craving food. I mean, I've never been a big sort of food craver, but I like food, as you all know. But you don't feel satisfied by anything because you can't taste it. So it is just putting stuff in your mouth and chewing it without getting that hit almost. So yeah, it's not very nice at all.
It's interesting that.
Yeah.
Oh, so when you have like a cup of tea or coffee, just feels like
it's just warm.
Warm.
And you notice the texture more.
It doesn't even taste like water, right?
No, doesn't taste of anything. But you notice the texture more after it sounds. I thought, well, there's no point in having a cup of tea with milk and sweeteners because I'm not going to taste them.
Yeah.
And I wanted the caffeine in it from the tea bag, so I just had a tea bag with no milk and sweetener. And although I couldn't taste it, it wasn't right because the texture was off. Because the texture the milk gave it was a little bit strange. Yeah, really, really weird.
Should have just chewed on the tea bag.
I should have done. Like chewing
the
tobacco.
Caffeine tablet. Anybody else built anything exciting this week?
Well, Jo's just come back from earlier on. She's come back from shopping and she's brought some dog food, what we've never had before. And I kid you not.
Have you tried it?
No, but
give it Bez.
It's a good one. It's the worst smelling thing I have smelled.
Oh, really?
Dude, honestly, right? We've got three floors in our house. I'm right at the top and I'm like, what the hell is that? As I came downstairs, it got worse and worse. I couldn't step into the kitchen. It was literally making me. It was the worst thing. We've thrown it out. We've bleached everything, and we cannot get. It literally smells like the toilets have been used and not flushed for 6 months.
Did the dogs eat any of it?
Mate, they woofed it down.
What flavor was it?
It was turkey and something or other like that. I'm guessing it was off. I haven't opened any other yet, but it's honestly, it is horrendous. And so when you said, have you tasted it and you smell and taste being linked,
yeah.
I feel like I'm eating it because it smells that bad.
Now, when it comes back out of the dogs, it's going to be even worse. It's going to be 10 times worse because normal dog food that smells all right smells like, shit. Well, obviously it is shit when it comes out, but it's going to smell 10 times worse, mate.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah, absolutely. So, I'm currently eating some wonderful food right now, so I wish I couldn't taste or smell as well. You guys, have you been up to anything?
Nothing exciting here. Nothing exciting.
You have? You've been building, haven't you?
I see.
Yeah.
It's not very exciting.
I've seen updates. Right up.
Yeah.
That's all you've been talking about for last exciting. Week.
You've moved ass. You've got a new building underway. It's, you know.
You're growing up.
I'm a bit bored of it now. It's all work.
Cheers.
I feel it just magically going up like some kind of, I don't know, like a slow-mo, but in...
Pay someone to do it. That's the way you do it.
Well, I am, but because I'm tight, I'm paying a friend to do it and having to help to get it done. So
yeah, I opted out of that one with mine. I'm like, you know what? I just haven't got the energy or the motivation to want to do something like that. I know for a fact I haven't. I'm too lazy, as we all know.
But, you know, I mean,
I don't care.
There's a certain novelty value to carrying breeze blocks or concrete blocks and tons of sand up and down a garden in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
A certain novelty for a very short amount of time.
That manly adrenaline rush. You know, yeah. I'm a man, I'm a real man builder. And then, yeah, for 5 minutes, you're like, yeah, screw this freaking. I was like, where's my office?
It doesn't make you realise, and I've probably never really thought about it, but how much houses weigh.
Yes.
Like, I'm only, like, three, four feet up off the ground, and we've had, like, you know, 12 tons of concrete pumped in there. Yeah, exactly. I could put a roof on if it was for Jamie. We're about 12 tons in, I think.
Really?
And, like, another 5 tons coming tomorrow. Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely insane. But
good,
yes, so I have been
still.
Very busy. It is. It's like a free workout. It's like a free gym. And it's been really hot today as well, so that's been fun.
It's boiling.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it will be nice when it's done in a few months' time. What about you, Kane?
So work's just started back up. So I work at the school, and, it's been our second week back this week. So first week back for the kids. So I need to stop drinking early nights and get back into the routine.
As opposed to drinking early nights, Kane, are you going to drink in the morning instead?
Yeah, gotta say, well, to be honest, during the summer holidays, there were some times where I forgot that I actually worked. Like, I just got so much into a routine of getting drunk, waking up, going to the gym, coming home, going for a nap, getting drunk, and that routine for 6 weeks.
Sounds bliss.
Yeah. Like, I could happily not
the gym
work.
And getting up.
Yeah, we know. Like, I spoke to someone who's like, "Oh, you must be really happy to go back to work." I was like, "Oh no, I love being lazy." Like, I could easily not work.
Yeah, I think I could. I could certainly find enough to do to entertain myself rather than
work. Yeah, agreed.
I've always thought it's odd that when some people are like, "Oh, when they're retired, they've nothing to do." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. I could easily not work ever again.
Yeah, me too.
But financially, as well, for James.
Fill his time easily, right? We could fill it easily with all the stuff we're into.
Yeah. Get drunk, nap, go to the gym. That's how I tell them.
Paint a model, listen to a watch a cartoon.
Podcast every night.
Yeah.
We should
book a week off and, like, pretend we're retired.
Oh.
And just see what everybody does at the time. I think we'd be good at it.
I think we'd be great at it.
10 out of 10 for us. And cartoons.
Yes.
The God, James.
I was just going to say, does anyone else have this where, probably not yourself, Kane, because you're a man of leisure, but there's us with kids and stuff like that. When you have a day to yourself, do you sometimes get overwhelmed with so much stuff you want to do that you end up not doing anything whatsoever?
No.
I do. No. I get a day to myself occasionally and I'm like, oh yeah, day's all mine. And I ask to myself, right, I'm going to paint models, I'm going to play the guitar, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I end up watching like shit TV for like 3 hours because I can't sort of decide what to do, so I do nothing at all. It's ridiculous.
What do you say that, Bez? Because I'm looking at a sheet in front of me and I wrote down some stuff I wanted to achieve during the summer holidays.
Yeah.
I've achieved none of them. Well, actually, maybe one.
Dear me.
Go to the gym every day.
Yeah, one was getting better shape and definitely in better shape or stronger. The other one was paint all my Power Ranger models. I painted zero models. The next one was play more pool, as in the...
Yeah.
I went for one game and that was in the last weekend of the 6 weeks holiday. And the last one was before the new Madden comes out, win a Super Bowl. And I didn't do that either.
Bloody hell.
I didn't go on the old Madden.
They do say, though, if you write your goals down, you'll achieve them. So
no. Spend all day writing down, lose a day.
That's a famous book, isn't it? I can't remember who's the author of that is. But yeah, if you write your dreams down, your goals down, send them out into the universe, they become more likely to happen or something.
That's right, yeah. It's
I'm kind of all right with it.
Yeah, I like it. I'm okay with it.
Not from like a mystical universe point of view, but from a point of view of if you've committed something to paper, I think you're more likely to notice chances of achieving it and tell people about it and thus increase its likelihood of happening.
Yeah.
Which is why, just a week ago, I wrote down we should record a podcast covering a fantastic cartoon. I can't remember who chose it. Who chose this cartoon?
This was me.
Kane.
Yeah. You was it, Kane?
Yeah, so it's a cartoon where, as a kid, this was something, well, a young teenager, I'd come back from school, and this would be on the routine. It'd go Doug, Recess, then Hey Arnold, which is the cartoon I've picked.
Were you in America, Kate, at that point?
No, I just watched Nickelodeon.
Yeah, so they were all classics.
Yeah, then they'd go turn American. Over to Trouble and watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What the fuck were Trouble? Was that a channel?
Yeah.
Can't remember that.
That list of cartoons, Kane.
Yes.
I don't know if it's an age thing, but like I know of them all. I know they're all popular cartoons, but they're not ones that I think of people watching in the UK. I wonder how.
Oh no, I've seen them all.
Now you know how I feel for the last 34 episodes.
Recess was amazing.
I don't think I've seen a single episode of any of those.
No.
What about you, Jamie?
What's the other two? So Recess rings a bell, but I'm not sure I've seen it. What was the other one you said?
Doug.
Again, I might have watched it here and there. Hey Arnold, again, I watched little bits of it, but I was never into it religiously. So I became watching it or something like that.
There's Daria on the same list.
Yeah, I'm guessing that I come back from primary school to watch it, then you'd be back half an hour later than me, so that would give me time to watch the cartoons.
Smoking a fag and having a beer.
Before Jamie came in, pushed off the telly.
Yeah.
What year was it out then, this? Because I have no idea. So was it late 90s?
I guess to late 90s. I've not looked, though, but that's it.
96, this was out.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, debuted in 96 and ran till 2004.
So which episode did we watch?
So we watched season 1, episode 15, and it was a two-part. So the first one was Spelling Bee, but we watched Pigeon Man.
Love a pigeon.
Well, is it the third episode in a row we're talking about pigeons?
Yeah.
And the pigeons are talking about us.
So let's kick off. What did we think to the episode?
Oh, hang about. Slow down.
We've got the... the quiz.
We've got the regular feature.
Yeah. We've got the feature, which we call Whose Line Was It Anyway? Right now, the scores on the doors are James on 1, Stu's on 1, Kane is on 0, but he tries and that's the main part.
Yeah, I'm a trier.
For anybody who's not listened to it, you're not missing out on much. The general rules are I read out a quote from a cartoon from the 80s or 90s, and then James, Kane, and Stu have to guess what cartoon it's from. You can guess at any point you want to, but if you guess or if you shoot your load too early, you're out.
Did we say last week you got a minus point if you got the wrong answer?
We did, but I think we decided against it. Yeah, because I think everyone would be a little bit too hesitant if that's the case.
I just thought that might be the only way I don't win.
I don't think I'll win because I won't score a point.
But I've already got
one, Kane. If that's the new rule, I'm not guessing any more for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll win it with one.
James is just doing the maths now to try and work out if he needs to get any
it's
right.
It's too hard for me. It's too hard for me. I've got COVID brain.
Right, you guys ready?
Quotas up.
One egg left for a nutritious breakfast. Wrong. I'll start again. One egg left for a nutritious breakfast. Two eggs is the minimum requirement, and I have but one, which is one shy of two, and it is the two that I need. Curses. I must immediately purchase some eggs, for I need to have breakfast, and without eggs, I cannot have the breakfast that I so require.
Can you say it again?
One egg left. Do you really want me to do it?
No.
No, please, God, right. No.
Can we have a clue?
So your clue is...
Hold on.
You shouldn't shoot your loads, Stu, sure.
Well, no, but I'm never going to shoot my load if there's clues at the end.
Well, there you go, then.
So, well, it's not really a clue. It's an additional quote from the same cartoon.
Go on.
Yeah.
You see, I've taken all of their love for you and turned it into hate. Now they will destroy you, and you poor, helpless creatures won't be able to fight.
Ooh.
Is it a cartoon we've covered?
I'm going Smurfs.
You are wrong, James.
Damn it.
Can I get another clue? Can I get another clue?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you one more clue, Kane.
Yeah.
It's something we've already covered.
Ragged Dolls.
Answer. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh.
Kane's the only one left, so James and Stu don't say anything. Well, Stu already has.
I know what it is. Can I jump in at the end?
No.
I think I do anyway.
And we've already done it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Jamie might have done something for me because he felt sorry for me.
No, he's done it for himself.
Oh.
How have I done it for myself? I'm not playing.
Because I think it was your cartoon, if I remember rightly.
I'll let Kane go first and then James can have a wrong guess.
I'm going to go Powerpuff Girls.
Okay, James, what were you going to go for?
I was thinking it was Gummy Bears.
It is Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, well played, Kane.
Fuck yes. I knew Jamie would sort me out. But I knew he'd pick something what he quite liked as well.
The first quote was Mojo Jojo. I thought you'd get it because it's very all over
wordy.
The place. Mojo Jojo. And the second one was him. The quote from him. So yeah, well played, Kane. That takes it to 1-1. We're all on 1 point.
Oh, nice.
Well,
I thought
Stuart
Best lost the point for getting it.
Oh, good point. Yeah, Kane's on 1. So James and Stu are on minus 1.
We said we weren't doing that. Come on.
And that's another episode of the podcast world's worst challenge quiz.
You know what? If someone else were doing this, I'd quite like to listen to this. I'd like to do this.
Would you? No, you wouldn't.
The only thing anyone hasn't had to listen to it yet.
That's a good point.
So, hey Arnold, Pigeon Man, Kane, you chose this. What did you think?
I loved it. I don't remember watching this as a kid, this episode. I did Google best A. Arnold episodes. Then I saw that. I saw the pigeon word and I saw how it related to the other ones. But I thought it was like an amazing 11 minutes of viewing.
Nice.
Do you want me to score now or are we going to?
You can do. Yeah, I mean, why did you like it? Give us a kind of a brief. Why was it?
I thought it was heartfelt. I thought it was a cartoon. The story, what we'd not seen before, like that I think it was very emotional, quite sad. Well, very sad. I just thought like the music behind it was great. Thought it was like I think it could have been longer episode as well, but I thought it was great. 11 minutes. And I'd give it 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Good score.
8 out of 10.
A very good score.
What about you, Bez?
I'm the same as you. You know, I don't remember seeing this first time around. I don't know if it's aired in the UK or what, because I've watched quite a lot of Hey Arnold, and this did not ring a bell for me at all. But I love it. I thought it was a brilliant episode, absolutely brilliant. Pigeon Man is an epic character. I love a good backstory, and I like the ones they're coming up with him to start with, and then the rumours around Pigeon Man. And then the actual
James,
when you find out his real story.
You've been watching Pigeon Man in your 20s. Were you watching Hey Arnold at 20 years old?
I still watch cartoons at 40 years, 43 years old.
Well, no, I'm kind of far up with that. Like, but there's a period in there between like 18 and 25, 26.
When you should be doing other things.
Watching cartoons,
You can do those things while watching cartoons.
The girls know Bez, don't we? Like, you're not surprised by this, are you, Stu?
Play by my rules.
I'm surprised that he had enough time to watch Hey Arnold.
I do fuck all else.
This is one of those days where James had a lot of things planned. And it was too much. It overwhelmed him and he just put Hey Arnold on.
This is exactly it. I got tons of stuff planned that day. Go out and see friends, do all this. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch one of Hey Arnold. Carries on going. Can't be asked to get up and get the remote. So I'm going to carry on watching whatever's on the TV at the time. Yeah, no, I didn't remember it at all, but I loved this episode. I thought it was great story, really, really sort of deep story for a kids' cartoon. Yeah, and the ending was brilliant.
What score are you giving it, James?
I'm going up for a. I'm going for an 8 on this. I think the music was good as well.
Yeah, it was like very somber. The music wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. James, sorry, Stu.
I'm. I think I'm giving up scoring.
Really?
It was fucking awful. It was so fucking dull and slow. It made 11 minutes feel like 40 minutes. I thought this was probably the worst cartoon we've done. It was worse than Mask.
I knew Stuart ate this. I knew it.
I did not like this cartoon at all. It was pretentiously shit,
anime,
preachy.
In it, so yeah.
There was no energy in it. It was all a bit flat and dull. And I kind of get they were going for that. But it was just dull and boring. And a bit cliche.
Well,
a lot cliche, I guess. But yeah, I didn't enjoy it at all. And it's the only episode of Hell I've ever watched, so I've no idea if it's all like this or not.
You gonna watch any more, Stu?
No.
This was actually
a
happy
DLC if they're all like this.
Yeah, this is a cheerful one.
This is a cheerful one.
It started off well for me and Hey Arnold, because the theme tune's a pile of shit.
It's not a great theme tune.
No, it's not.
I'll give you that.
It's a shit theme tune.
It's just people shouting Hey Arnold.
But I quite like
the animation.
I reckon people my age, though, would, as soon as you said, what's the theme tune for Hey Arnold, they'd be able to, like, sing it in that way.
So say the words, Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
I don't think they say the Derbyshire accent.
Arnold.
Oh, you've got to do the accent.
Arnold.
Yeah. Hey up, Arnold.
All right, Arnold.
All right,
Ducky.
Kiss.
Arnold Ducky.
Wow.
Is it the same animators as Phineas and Ferb?
Ooh.
I don't think so. The characters look very similar style.
I think was it Craig Bartlett, I think, who did that? I could be completely
wrong. I think he's the writer and producer, isn't he?
Is he the writer? Right.
Yeah, I think so. So I quite like the style of it, but no, I didn't like it at all.
Well, you're wrong.
Stu from the top rope. What score are you giving it, Stu?
I can't remember. What did I give Mask?
I'm sure it's like Jamie. A 3 or a 2. All right, Jamie, I'll have it written down.
A 1.
Yeah, I'm just checking. My notebook's upstairs. I'm not sure.
A 1?
I think I'm going to get 1 worse than Mask, so 1.
Fuck it out.
What could...
Is any worse?
You're saying this was better than Rude Dog and the Dweebs?
Worse than Rude Dog and the Dweebs.
Yeah, sorry,
worse than Rude Dog and the Dweebs.
Yeah, obviously. If this it had no humour... The voice actors sounded like they were bored. The pace was slow.
I'm fucking talking about nearly dead pigeon.
It was okay to look at.
Yeah, it's somber. It's supposed to be somber. So
I kind of get that, but don't write a cartoon about shitty pigeons.
Not shitty, just
boring.
You
can do a cartoon about pigeons, make it fun like the Ragged Dolls one.
Well, same old stew, no heart. And it was on for such a good score until you fucked it up, Stu.
It was, wasn't it? It was. Can Jamie save it, or is where are you sitting, Jamie?
Jamie, no, I wasn't going to like this, and Jamie's going to be middle of the road, I reckon.
He might not be. He might be on your bandwagon.
There's not enough anime for Jamie.
Where are we landing, Mr. Chambers?
I fucking hated this.
Oh, shit. What?
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. It was
bollocks. Worst thing you've ever seen.
I kid you not. I've got a little bit of a theory that kind of saves it for me. But if nobody's watched the cartoon in a nutshell, Arnold gets a poorly pigeon, takes it to a bloke. Bloke makes his pigeon better. Arnold takes the bloke for a pizza. Some kids go up and trash the pigeon places a house. He goes up there and says that's not great and fucking flies off. That's it. I don't understand. There's no story in there. There's no moral. Let me finish. The bad guys get away with it. Nothing fucking happens.
Jamie, you're right. Because even the bad guys, right, don't intend to damage it. They don't even mean to do it, though. There's no evil intent of spite or nastiness because they'd basically slip over and it's an accident that they do it in the first place.
Yeah, but they wanted to go up and have a look, didn't they?
They're not naughty guys.
Yeah, they're just naughty little school children.
Yeah.
But that said everything what the Pigeon Man thought about humanity.
Exactly, and that's why Arnold took him out for the pizza, because he was separating himself from humanity. He was like, I don't want to integrate with the world anymore. Arnold's like, no, come on. And the world's also a better place than you think it is.
And Vincent also, he will criticise pineapple on pizza, so he can fuck off about that too.
No, he's right. Pineapple on pizza is just fucking ridiculous.
I'm all right with pineapple.
What's your score, Jamie?
I honestly wrote down 2, but I've got a theory that takes it up to 3.
We've got to hear the theory then.
Yeah.
So
is this your theory, or the widely shared? It's not that theory.
I kind of thought you guys would expect me to do that, and it's been disproved. We can talk about that theory later, but it's been disproven by the writers and the actors in it and stuff like that.
So that theory is that Pigeon Man commits suicide by jumping off a building.
Yeah. No, he's carried off by the pigeons. We could see him.
No, that's what Arnold imagines happens, because he blocks out the horrible sight of Pigeon Man plunging to his death and splattering again.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, it's a big theory, isn't it? Yeah, it's quite a big theory.
Because when he is talking about it as well, it does keep showing you the clouds when he says, I'm going to live in peace. And it shows you the clouds with the sunset behind it.
Yeah, and he flies off in a crucifix position.
If the Pigeon Man had stepped off the building and plunged to his seeming death, and the episode had cut at that point, I'd have scored this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, one of the internet theories on this, someone says there is a script out there where he does actually jump off the building.
Nah.
The producers have poo-pooed it, but
there's a lot of theories out there on like stuff where
Have you guys come across anything that categorically disproves this theory? Because I have.
I've never heard of the theory in the first place, so no. So,
did you think of it, Bez, when you saw it?
No, I saw him go off with the pigeons. I thought, oh, the pigeons are taking him to a better place. And that was it. There was no... Oh,
to a better
die.
Place.
Yeah.
So, in the...
Cartoons, there's usually no hidden message in cartoons. It's usually quite in your face message.
Well, I disagree.
That fucks off every theory we've ever
had. There's usually no hidden messages in cartoons.
Yeah.
Like loads. Like the black cogs on an allegory for steroids. Like gummy berry juice isn't about. Of course they are. Everybody knows the black cogs are steroids.
There was a Hey Arnold film came out in 2016, 2018, I can't remember off the top of my head. And the character in this, they is actually in the movie, which is called In the Jungle. So he's in the credits for the movie, this character's in it. So they wrote him in it to prove that he's still alive. So in the end credits, they talk about the Pigeon Man going, what happens after he kind of gets flown away and he goes like to Notre Dame or it goes to France and it's all about it. So he kind of has a more positive outlook on life. So it's been wrote into the cartoon. So that kind of pretty much disproves any theory.
I suppose that doesn't disprove the fact that when they originally wrote it, that's what they could have been going for.
Then, correct.
Then the fan base backtrack on it almost.
But they are denying it pretty heavily. If they're saying no, that maybe didn't happen, no, he didn't die, and they even put it in the movie to prove he didn't die.
Yeah, but the movie would have been a lot longer after the episode was released. Though.
Yeah, maybe the film takes place in a different universe to the original cartoon series.
Ooh, it's a multiverse of Hey Arnold.
Multiverse of Hey Arnold.
What's quite nice though is in the movie, in the Jungle movie, when they're talking about the Pigeon Man going to kind of Notre Dame and stuff like that. He apparently personally thanks Arnold for helping him open his eyes and heart again to the world. So I did think that was quite a nice little touch. Yeah.
Does he not thank the kids for wrecking his roof and destroying it?
Yeah, exactly. He needed to get out of there. It was the push you needed.
Well, I think that's it, isn't it? Like, that's part of it, is that there is some good people out there. And I think that's there's a lot of dickheads out there, but there is humanity will always shine through.
And Arnold is generally, he's a good lad, isn't he? You know, he's not a football lad. He's a good role model.
Yeah.
So what was your theory, Jamie?
So my theory is based on the last quote from the Pigeon Man, where as he's flying off, he says to Arnold, always wash your berries before you eat them and fly towards the sun. And it just kind of stuck out to me that. So I just started kind of Googling a little bit and I come across some Greek mythology, the Icarus story, which again, this is completely my, so I promise I haven't kind of picked up on anyone else's here, but it, for anyone who doesn't know, there's Icarus and Daedalus, I think it is.
Daedalus.
Thank you. So talking about escaping Crete, and they basically build wings with feathers and wax. And Daedalus says, don't flow too close to the sea, otherwise your wings will get wet and you'll fall in the water and drown. Don't fly too close to the sun, otherwise your wings, the wax on your wings will melt and you'll fall to your death. And like an absolute dickhead, he disregards all the what they were saying and flies too close to the sun, wings melt and he flies. But that was... don't fly too close to the sun. Whereas the Pigeon Man tells Arnold the complete opposite. He says, make sure you fly towards the sun. So kind of, I took from that he was saying to Arnold that take risks. Don't end up like I have ended up, with no friends and hating humanity. Take risks in your life and don't end up like me. And when I kind of saw it that way, it did change my perspective on it a little bit. And I thought, well, I feel like I can take something from that. There's a bit of moral there. So that's my theory of why I had to kind of up it a little bit. But I still didn't really like it. But that's just kind of my theory to kind of give it some meaning for me.
What did you think you meant about cleaning your berries?
Well, I did get a little bit hung up on this as well.
Kane, you know what dirty berries, Kane. Come on.
I don't want dirty berries.
I did get hung up on this one. So I, because I couldn't work out why the hell the pigeon was injured. And then when Pigeon Man gave it back to Arnold, it had like a cross taped on its chest. And I was thinking, what has he done to the pigeon? Like, hoping heart surgery on it, something like that. But obviously at the end when he says, make sure you wash your berries. And when the pigeon, he gives it back to Arnold, he says, eat 3 berries. So I started Googling that as well. And I started reading a report, like an article that somebody had wrote on feeding birds and pigeons. And apparently if you feed birds kind of fruit, you have to wash the fruit more than you would humans because they're more susceptible to things like E. coli. So I think that's what he's saying. I think he fed the pigeon some food. It got ill. That's why the Pigeon Man said it. And always wash your berries before you eat them.
How can you say this was a shit cartoon with all this?
I don't know these messages.
I don't know.
I've got a quick question. Would be all right to eating berries, seeing as. And I think the problem is eating berries
in the wild.
Remember, these are if it's humans feeding them, they're pesticides and stuff. Correct? Yeah.
So heavily processed pesticide ones aren't good for birds, as opposed to wild berries
are
fine.
Well, you should always wash your berries. That's why.
There you go.
Give them a good scrub. Don't forget to scrub your berries.
Not scrub berries.
What do you do? Wipe them.
Then I just rinse them, don't you? I thought.
Yeah.
Not scrub a bag, can you?
Ooh, challenge accepted.
With a Brillo pad.
Tell you what, if you could send me a video of you scrubbing a Blackberry, James, that'd be more interesting than this cartoon.
I will do. That's harsh.
It was crap, this.
What was your score then? What was your score, Jamie?
If the Blackberry will be washed successfully by James scrubbing it, it's got to be better.
Will it be crushed?
Will it make it? Oh, well, while the little segments burst, will James get a stain on his finger?
So this sounds quite exciting, actually.
We've got a new YouTube channel on the go here. Can you scrub it?
Even the jokes in it was really bad. What's the girl with the blonde hair? What's her name?
Idiot girl. Olga.
Thank you.
Helga.
Like, even her joke's bad when she's like, she says, what did the Pigeon Man say? Was it cuckoo ca-choo? I'm like, ugh. my score's a 3. It was a 2, but I upped it to a 3 based on that end. I genuinely, this is the worst thing I've seen. It's the worst thing I've seen this.
We were on such a good start. Such a good start.
I wanted to just grade 20 cartoons.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've got better taste. That's what it comes down to.
I'm really surprised I had us all 8 in this.
I think it's more Stu and James' ego that they only like the cartoons what they decide.
It'd be interesting to check the scores on that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And they
it would just confirm that you two choose shit cartoons. It wouldn't prove anything about us other than that. Potentially, it could, but what I mean is, it could prove one thing or the other.
I think you'll find Hey Arnold's got quite a strong fan base out there. Yeah.
I just don't understand. I feel like I'm missing something with this.
I also, I take a punt that it's probably the most highest rated IMDb score of any cartoon we've selected so far as well.
How?
There's no accounting.
Because everyone else thinks it's good and you two haven't got any taste, essentially.
Well, I suppose Jamie and Stu are like that, aren't they? They like to be a bit different. Like, it's like
the alternative.
That, yeah, like it's like when a rock band turned big. Like,
yeah.
Jamie go, oh, I don't like them anymore. They're too mainstream for me.
Just bring me brand M&Ms.
Yeah, yeah. I want to watch Raggy Dolls instead.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was watching Raggy Dolls before it was famous.
I'm now going to question.
Oh, you've never heard of Penny Crayon before? Oh, you're not in it.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
Jamie, can you please publish the ratings and see if me and you heavily.
I'm intrigued.
Bias towards your own stuff.
Score poorly. I'm intrigued
to see if we are. Yeah, I am.
What cartoons have you chosen, Jamie?
Raggy Dolls, Penny Crayon,
Meh.
Ghostbusters, Turtles.
I think I scored Ghostbusters low, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think we all did, to be fair. Low.
I actually think all my cartoons have been scored highly, apart from this one.
Yeah, I was saying you did all right with Johnny Bravo, didn't you?
Johnny Bravo, Biker Mice
from Mars,
Powerpuff Girls. What else? There was another one. I can't remember.
I think I've taken the brunt of most of it with you guys.
Yeah, it's because you've got shit taste.
It's because you guys
remember we are trying to pick stuff that's not necessarily things we like, right? That's the idea, is that we're picking stuff that is a bit weird and wonderful. So
speak for yourself.
Yeah, no, I picked this. I thought it was going to fucking go down the tree.
I only pick stuff I like. I'm not going for gender
quality
cartoons and all this sort of shit.
I'm just looking back over what we've all picked. We have picked most of the time stuff that we really like.
You know, Jamie's next choice is going to be Captain Planet.
Good choice.
I don't know, honestly. Family-ness.
So that's got a good theme tune, though, hasn't it, Captain Planet?
I can't remember.
Family-ness has got a better theme tune.
Captain Planet, he's awesome. A hero, isn't he? Going to take the population down to zero or something.
I haven't watched Family-ness for God knows how many years, and I bet I know the majority of the theme tune.
Okay, you
know
what you've got to James do now. You know what you've got to bring us. The Family-ness theme tune. Ready when you go, James.
Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum.
McTube blows on his bagpipes. Well, Elspeth and Angus watch those notes go floating across the wave. Ferociousness peers at once and grabs a note or two, a bite or two for lunch. And then beautiful loveliness shows she's the kissing kind. Sportiness jumps over him and something dies back at Av. That's it. I'm lost now. But yeah, that's.
Pretty good.
The family-ness.
And that's got to be 30 odd years since I watched our Family-ness.
That's good. I think that would make a better regular feature than the quote quiz thing. Chinese James to sing a theme tune. James, you ready?
Defenders of the Earth, defenders.
Oh, that's too easy. Jimbo and the Jet Set.
Don't know it. Never watched it.
Jimbo.
Never watched Jimbo and the Jet Set.
Jimbo. I think it just says Jimbo. You can do Hey Arnold, I bet.
I can't. It's not a memorable theme tune for me.
You just have to say the words Hey Arnold.
No, he has a bit of a dialogue about... He says something about... check this out, guys, and stuff. He gives a bit of a spiel, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I
remember the movie Football Head a bit of it.
Fix your eyes on this or something like that, he says. I can't remember. I'll give you one, James. You ready? I'll give you one I think you might get. Let me just, and I'll give you one that we've covered before. So
it's always awful when Jamie sets something up of going something you should get because that
yeah,
get it.
The pressure's there, isn't it? Yeah, you dumbass.
Yeah,
this was given to you. It was handed to you.
You better get this.
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles hasn't got any words.
I think that has a theme tune. Really,
you won't get it wrong then.
It's just moody music.
That was a good one.
I know what it is. You ready?
This is another good segment.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
James, Poddington Peas.
Inspector Gadget. Bed down at the bottom of the garden. Amongst the birds and the bees. There lives a lot of little people. They call them Poddington Peas. The sleepy black bee and bum. Keep it a secret now, please. Now at the bottom of the garden, they are departing to bees.
Departing to bees.
Well done, James. COVID powers kicking him right there.
Yes.
Have you eaten many peas?
Not for years, actually, no.
I've started buying frozen peas in the last 3 weeks, actually.
Any reason?
They last longer than 3 weeks. Frozen peas?
I mean, I've started buying them for the last three weeks.
I thought you meant you've been like throwing them for 3 weeks. Like, yeah, they've been in the freezer 3 weeks now. So go,
I was like you, I'd not eaten peas in fuck knows how long. Mm. But yeah, just start putting into my rice.
Mine is technically a lie because I cooked some peas yesterday and tried one to make sure it was cooked. So I have actually had a pea.
But you couldn't taste it anyway.
No. I was going for more texture again just to make sure it was cooked. It was a hot little pocket. I microwaved them. It's the first time I microwaved garden peas. Don't recommend it. Yeah. They go all shriveled and not nice.
In a steamer or just like in a bowl?
I wasn't eating them. In a bowl. With some water in.
Did you wash your peas before you put into the sun?
They're frozen. No. Frozen. All the bacteria is killed by the frozen process. That's what I'm saying anyway, because I can't be asked to wash them.
Okay, and what do you have with your peas and rice?
Chicken, broccoli.
Do you go full jerk chicken, peas and rice?
No. It's just my quick meal for when I get back from the gym. I'll have about
chicken, peas,
half
and
a
rice.
Cup of rice, chicken, broccoli, peas, and I'll put some soy sauce on it and a bit of hot sauce and boil it and a fryer egg on top of it.
Wow.
Nice.
That's impressive.
That's just a quick...
My quick meal is a microwavable kebab, which I had for lunch today with fries to go.
Oh,
I actually love that
at
university.
Do you know what we had? Junior bought some microchips, and microchips are way worse than I remember.
Yeah, you want to get fries to go, Stu? Much better.
I like fries to go. She chose microchips, and they're way worse than I remember.
You're still
so
married?
Soft and horrible.
You need to have words with her, Stu. You need to have words with her.
I did say, why didn't you buy fries to go? She went, because
actually, she listens to the podcast, doesn't she? Julia.
Yeah.
Come on. Have a word with yourself, love.
Speaking of peas... What's your guys' wet side?
Excuse me.
Fish and chips.
What was that? Oh, we're curry sauce all day long.
Curry sauce.
Mushy peas.
Mushy peas. Jamie.
Mushy peas. Yep.
I go gravy.
With fish.
Joe, same.
Fucking animals.
What's some weirdos?
Ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah.
Because it's chip shop gravy, isn't it? It's a bit sweet.
Yeah, but not with fish.
I like KFC gravy.
Yes.
With
can't
fish.
Get that in the Netherlands.
No, you know man. What? Whoa, back no. it up. Back no. it up. You no can't gravy. Get gravy in KFC no. Netherlands. No. Why?
Just don't
do
it.
Do it.
No such thing.
That is sacrilegious.
What's the wet thing they say with the chicken?
Mayo. No. But it's bloody mayo.
Yeah, you get mayo. It's same like mayo. My New Zealand friend, he's always shocked that you can't get mashed potatoes and gravy from KFC. Yeah.
Which mashed potatoes?
You don't have mashed potato like either?
Well, you can get that in... The UK,
no,
mashed
not
potato.
Here. No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, we can't. Can we, Joe?
Yeah, you can. That's on every KFC menu. Always has been.
Is it really?
Mashed potato? Yes.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Shit.
I'm calling you out. Let's have a look. I'm going to do our normal. Let's have a look.
I know we said we weren't going to Google anything anymore, but that needs to be Googled because if they do,
KFC
I'll be happy.
Menu. Here we go.
Their chips are quite nice now.
They might do it now.
I haven't checked yearly to see at what point they started selling mashed potato.
As long as they do it now, that's the
KFC changed their fries so they'd be better for delivery.
Like, really?
Yeah, about 4 years
ago. They've
made
them a little bit fatter, haven't they? They're a little bit fatter than they used to be.
Yeah, they do creamy mash to do it.
Yeah, mash
and gravy.
No
way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I need to tell Summer she loves KFC and she loves mashed potato. Like a Bodger and Badger.
Is she a Badger?
So she's a Bodger and Badger. So yeah, she'll be happy with that.
He loved mashed potato, didn't he?
Everybody knows.
Badger loves
mashed potato.
Wasn't proper mash there, was it? It was always smash.
Yeah, horrible instant stuff, wasn't it?
I tell you what, we always have some in. And
what, smash?
With some cheese and butter. I dig it.
No.
I dig it.
I'm going to say, I don't have smash, but I have that other one, that Yukon Gold Instant Mash, and that's all right.
What? I must admit, I'm not a big potato fan, after it sounds. I love skinny chips. I don't even like fat chips. I don't like the taste of potato that much. So if it's fried to an inch of its life, I'll have it. or in something
like
fried
a traditional
coating.
English fried chip?
Not really. I don't go crazy for it.
I'm with you, James. I'm not a
as long
fan.
As it doesn't taste too potatoey. Yes, it sounds really super. If it's been fried like really well, and it's, you know, a bit of coating on there, a bit of seasoning, I'm happy. But if it tastes of potato, no.
In the Netherlands, they're quite big on the double fried chips.
Oh,
yes.
Fried
fries. So, but I don't
they
like
have a whole little kiosk down there from Kane.
Yep, they do.
Right. Love it. There was one tried to open in Derby. I think it closed down after about a month.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, it was Belgian, because they class them as Belgian fries. Did they do that over there as well?
Yep.
So it was like a Belgian fry shop, and it was your Belgian fries, and you could have different toppings on them. But all this on was fries.
Mm. I don't mind the toppings. You've got a bit of chili cheese fries. I'm like, yeah, happy days. There's a barbecue place opening in Nuffield soon, near us. So, yeah.
That'll be good for our Italian listeners.
Yeah.
And our listeners in South Korea. Yeah, and
if you're close by, if you're popping by, come and listen to the podcast being recorded and help us have some barbecue.
That's an interesting one. I've had quite a few barbecues. I love barbecue food. I've never had Italian barbecue. Is there a traditional Italian barbecue?
Ooh.
Like, I'm guessing it's probably just...
Is it meat? You mean it's a particular meat? Yeah, okay.
No,
yeah.
like South Korean barbecue has its own style. US barbecue has various styles, depending on what part of the which state you're in, etc. British barbecue is like traditional burger and chicken leg on a barbecue. I'm just wondering French.
All I'm thinking is like a pig, like a hog.
Yeah,
I think more like a lamb shank or a
seasoned sausage or something. I'm thinking.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
always like a pepperoni.
Yeah.
Like a barbecued pepperoni.
Yeah, like a smoked meat of some description. A lot of smoking. Mm. Now, strangely enough, in my COVID haze the other day, because the other weird thing about COVID for me was I was constantly knackered, but at the same time struggled to get to sleep at night because your brain's just going all over the place. And one of my thoughts last night, it was a documentary I watched, or a cooking programme, and they were saying how the English introduced the Italians to tomatoes because tomatoes aren't native to Italy.
So, or England, weirdly, but yeah.
I know, but English took them over to Italy and they obviously flew with it. Like, yeah, we'll have it with everything. So what would Italian food have been before tomato? Because everything is tomato-based in it, or a lot of stuff is tomato-based. They have literally made it their own.
Yeah.
But what was traditional Italian food before the tomato?
Garlic bread.
Can someone answer?
When did they take the tomato?
1800s.
Yeah, was it? 1800s.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, because I was watching a programme on tomatoes the other day.
Ah.
Mm. So the reason people didn't really used to eat them much is because it's from the deadly nightshade family, the tomato. So people used to think tomatoes are poisonous. So it's only until late 1800s where people started eating them anyway. So that's when they got introduced us. Yeah.
So when did they even get them in the first place, though? That's the
1800s.
I'm sure it's late
1800s. No, I think the point is they got them and then they didn't eat them for a while, I think is the point.
Oh, right. Oh, no, I think they were introduced as a food source straight away.
No, but I don't think people trusted them because they were deadly nightshade, like James said. That's the whole point.
So 1800s is not that long ago, really.
No.
Grand scheme.
Maybe, but again, I could be talking absolute
shite. When were the Americas discovered? When did Americas were discovered when?
1472.
Oh, there you go.
I have no idea. I don't. I'm
talking when,
rubbish
that's
now.
When they brought tomatoes over and tomatoes and potatoes came over.
Potatoes, yeah. I don't know about tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes are the same. They're from South America.
Coffee as well, wasn't it?
America was discovered, I wasn't far, it was 1492.
So Italians wouldn't have had coffee or tomatoes. They must have been lost.
I think I'm miles off on what I've just told you.
Yeah, because Italians are famous for the coffee. Yeah. Italians are famous for the coffee as well, aren't they? So they're like, they've taken this ingredient and gone, you know what, we can make something amazing out of this.
Then they pinched the pasta from Asian.
Really?
Yeah. Noodles.
Just a bunch of feeding swines.
But they stole the Euros from us as well.
But in fair play to them, they have improved it, whatever they've done, because Italian food is gorgeous. So they've done well.
Have the Americans taken Italian cuisine and made it even better?
No.
So, you know, like a New York pizza, is that better than a...
Italian pizza?
No.
I'm New York pizza for me. I've had pizzas in New York and they are fucking awesome. Awesome. Better than any pizza I've had in Italy.
I'm potentially good with that. Jamie, are you saying like proper New York $2 a slice New York pizza, or like a pizza pie in New York.
Yeah, many, many.
New York style.
I've had, yeah, I'm not saying, if you ask me where I've had them, I will fucking shoot you all, because I can't tell you particularly where I've been, but I've had...
Harsh.
It's a secret.
This is what you're working with the NSA, and you can't tell us.
Jamie's like, I've had this amazing pizza, it's the best pizza I've eaten in a while. Jamie, where'd you get it from? Fucking wanker, I dare you ask that.
There was one place...
choking you out.
There was, I've been to New York a few times, and there was one particular place we went to, which was just a little independent place, and our best pizza I've had in my life. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was called La Pizza Place. I have no idea what it was called. I couldn't tell you what it was. I could probably do some research watching, and find where it is.
What about pasta and meatballs? Are we a fan of pasta and meatballs?
Yes.
Another American classic Italian.
Is it?
Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not know that.
See, Bez, maybe you are more onto the American Italian.
Maybe I am. Maybe my palate moves towards the Americans a little bit more.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Italy, James?
No. Oh. I don't think so. Whatever. No, I haven't.
I like Italy. It's all right.
I like Italy. It's all right.
It's all right.
For our Italian listeners, a glowing review there from Jamie. It's all right.
That'll be their tourism catchphrase soon.
Italian. Hey, Italian, do you know your country? It's all right.
It's all right. I just don't... Jamie, you do shit pizza.
They're the best. Yeah. It's all right, but the best pizza I ever had is in New York. $3 from a store.
Somewhere.
Way better than that.
Somewhere I'll never find again.
I knew this would come in. Everyone's you guys are thinking, oh, Jamie's just, he's just had some cheap thing from fucking Nando's over there. No, it's proper pizza place.
How much was it? There's nothing wrong with the cheap.
No, probably, if it wasn't cheap,
it wasn't New York pizza, arguably.
Yes, pizza shouldn't be expensive anyway, should it really? You shouldn't be paying top dollar for pizza. I don't care where you are.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Italian pizza, like really good Italian pizza, but I'm also a fan of American style, fat, thick pizza. And
oh, Chicago
pizza.
Style.
And, oh, Chicago, and Chicago style. Like deep, like, deep, yeah, like, I like all of it. I like anything.
Don't like
anything
a deep
that's
pan.
Got bread
no,
and
I don't
cheese,
like a deep pan.
I'm pretty good with.
Yes. Yeah, bread and cheese, I'm with you on that one, but yeah, I don't like a deep pan pizza.
As long as it's not got pineapple on, it's good.
Yeah, that's just abomination.
Oh, I love pineapple on pizza.
I'm all right with pineapple on pizza.
Is that what you had on New York pizza, Jamie?
Abomination.
On one of them, I think I might have, but there were a few different ones we tried. Again, I've tried many, not just one. Would you rather?
I'll just quickly throw this in.
Name your three favourite American New York pizza parlours. Go.
I'm going to try and find where I stopped last time, and I'll be able to tell you the pizza place because he was very close to it.
Yeah, I'll quickly tell you this. One of my work colleagues is she's Italian, and her and her boyfriend, who also works at the school, they went to New York for a trip, and they said that's the worst. And they went to the best pizza place, what was on TripAdvisor. They said it was the worst pizza they've ever had.
Really?
Ever?
You should send them to that place that Jamie went to.
I think it's because like they put sugar in like the tomato sauce, don't they? In like American pizza.
Yeah.
So it's probably like really sweet if you're not used to it. But you're right,
it's arguably a different food, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because Italian pizza is very much the dough has to be done a certain way. The ingredients should just be three things. And that's it, right? Well, they don't class it as pizza, I guess.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we've started doing homemade pizzas with, and Joe told me about the recipe and I thought she'd gone mental. But it was with flour, water and Greek yogurt. The pizzas were so good. I was like, this ain't going to work. But did the dough, put it in the oven for 4 minutes, took it out, turned it over, put whatever toppings you want back in for 4 minutes. They were sublime. And I was expecting a car crash.
No, it makes a good nan that does as well.
Ah. What was that?
Jamie, sorry.
You can also put some beer in your pizza dough, Jamie.
Can you do that.
Extra
in the
beer.
Pizza in the dough.
And then bread as well.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm all for putting beer in everything.
We are getting close to the end of the show.
We haven't done a would you rather yet.
You can always tell getting close to the end when we talk about food and drink.
That's all Kane, we've spoke about the whole episode.
I know. I think we spoke about that some shitty cartoon or other for a little bit.
Okay, so it'll be a quick would you rather. Okay.
This is not going to be quick.
I doubt it. Go on.
Would you rather have a head the shape of a football, American football?
Nice.
Nice.
Or you can only communicate with pigeons?
Oh, good question, Kane.
I've got a follow-up question.
Hit me. Go.
How communicative are the pigeons? So are we talking full conversation? Does the pigeon just understand you but give you nothing back? Or is it, you know...
James, let me tell you, James. The pigeons will go...
Yeah.
My toe hurts, Betty.
Yeah, is it going to be pretty much a one-sided conversation with a pigeon?
Betty. My toe hurts, Betty.
So, Bez, you're talking to the pigeon. You understand the pigeon.
Yeah.
But you're also talking to a pigeon in front of everyone.
That's fine. I'm not going to problem with that.
But is the pigeon just saying stuff like, it's windy today, there's some food over there, I need a shit.
What am I getting back from the pigeon? He's going to go, this is brilliant. Yeah. Or is he just going to look at me and go, yeah.
No, the pigeon sees you as... like it's still scary, like it understands you, but you're like a human to that still, but you just speak pigeon to it.
But it can essentially reason.
Yeah. So can James say like, pigeon, come and sit over here and I'll give you some food and I won't eat, I promise, and is the pigeon going to comprehend the duality of the English language and his sincerity that he means it and it's not just something he's saying?
Well, he's speaking pigeon to it.
But
just as much as if you went to someone, come here, I've got some food for you, and I'll be nice to you.
Yeah, that works.
So the pigeon will understand that, will it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll understand it, but whether he'll trust Bez, that's another
Of course
issue.
It will. Of course it will. Yeah. Trust in fate. I'm going for the pigeon.
So the pigeons have... are we assuming they've got a higher level of intelligence?
James can now no longer communicate with... Well, they're just pigeons, Jamie.
Happy days.
Yeah, but
so you probably talk about food.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're probably shagging when the sun, wet fly.
Ask them why we never see baby pigeons anywhere.
A good point.
It's a fucking great point.
Mm. James, but you won't be able to speak to anybody else.
That's fine by me.
Ever. How would you order food or have a conversation
For the rest of your life, you won't be like.
You can't communicate with any other human.
Yeah, that's fine.
You say that. I don't know if...
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're not got an issue with that at all.
How are you going to live in a house and then live in if you can't communicate with anybody?
It's a class as a disability, surely, so I'd get some sort of compensation. I'd get some sort of...
How would you communicate that you should get disability allowance? Yeah.
Well, my other offer did it for me.
You can't communicate with her. You've never met your overall.
Yeah, but she knows I'm not working.
She just thinks you've gone off the rails, right? Because all of a sudden you can't communicate with anybody.
You're going to be putting a mental home.
She knows I'm not working. I tell you what I do. I'll get the pigeons to spell out words like Charlotte's Web.
I don't know. No.
Why? If a pigeon spells out Charlotte's Web, what is that going to mean to Tina?
Why?
That's a good one, Jamie.
But it's not me communicating, it's the pigeons communicating on my behalf.
So how would you communicate with the pigeons to tell them, like, what, like, you don't understand English words, so you won't be able to spell out something.
Okay, so I would, in which case, I would go on a robbing spree with pigeons. Crime wave. So,
how many pigeons would you have?
James, that you and your dog can't commit crimes?
Yeah.
Because every animal, every fancy animal you imagine having, it's always about how you can commit crimes with them.
Yeah.
But you've got a dog in your life.
I'm currently training his disgruntled magistrate as well, but he's not doing it. I know, he's not really clever, to be fair. He's getting there. We're a few more years training. He'll be there.
But also,
what crime would every dog commit?
The stripy jumper. I think jewel heist would be perfect for a dog.
You want to train your dog to steal jewels?
Yeah.
James, how can you spend your money? You can't spend your money, though.
Why?
Because if you can't, you communicate with words, tone, and body language. So you can't even you can't even go in front of anybody now.
I can't go in front of anybody.
No, because then you're always communicating. You're always communicating though. Always, but even when you're not trying to.
in the way that a pigeon can walk in front of you, though.
Yeah. So I can walk into Sainsbury's, I can get all my stuff.
And go to self-service.
Self-service. Not even look at anyone. Off I go. Okay. Back to my house with my pigeons.
So a pigeon could do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, send the pigeons in. Yes, they're flocking pigeons in Sainsbury's. It's quite all stuff.
James' answer is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's wrong, so I'm going for having a football friend but still being able to talk to other humans.
Yeah. But also, Bez...
You're missing out on pigeon quality time.
Yeah, Bez, you've put it that you're the king of pigeons.
Yeah.
Like, they might fucking hate you.
I could outwit a pigeon all day long.
You're different.
Yeah, but I'm unique. I could outwit a pigeon.
Yeah, they're not going to come near you.
Yeah, that's true. No, they would. They would. I would lull them.
Hey, come here, little pigeon. Daddy's got something for you.
I've got some clean berries.
Give me a year of speaking pigeon, I'll be their leader.
Come here, I'll give you a nice little pigeon massage, or a little pigeon massage on the back of your head.
Oh, and I'll be blowing your little kidney ears.
Cool. And I'll say, come and sit on my face, Betty, because I know you like to say that word, don't you, Betty? Ooh, you pigeon little sexy monkey.
No, they're telling Betty that her toes are hurt. They're not Betty.
Ooh, do your toes hurt, little pigeon? Let me suck on your little toes, little pigeon.
That's it. Fix their toes for them and you'll be well away.
So I've gone for crime wave, you've gone for sexual.
This is you, James. This is what we know you'd actually do.
I'm not molesting any pigeons.
You'd be a pigeon molester. You'd be a pigeon fancier.
It's the weirdest term ever, isn't it? Why do they call them pigeon fanciers? Fucking hell. There's got to be better names out there, aren't there? There's got to be better names.
So you've gone for football head, Stu?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What the interesting thing is, can I choose if it's vertical or horizontal, though?
No. It's got to be like
a conehead. Okay. You'll have the coneheads.
Yeah, so it's got to be like wider. You can hide it under a hat.
Yeah. How does he sleep?
It'll be wider than
on his back, I imagine.
Hey, Arnold, like this, James. He just closes his eyes and go.
That's my granddad's best joke. When you wake up in the morning and you go, "How did you sleep, granddad?" He goes, "Like this," and he closes his eyes.
Oh dear, man.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
I still use it now.
Gets undressed and lies down on the floor.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
I don't think you can live a life where you can't communicate with people. I'll go with the football head. I'm cool with that. Yeah, I'll go with the football head.
Kane, what are you going for?
Yeah, I'm going football head as well.
Oh, you're all wrong.
There is some theories on the football head as well, isn't there? But
is there?
Yeah, like what? That it's some kind of like disability of what it is, or some kind of problem from. There's about 6 or 7 different reasons for why he's got a football head.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He must have destroyed his mum on the way out.
Yeah. Well, there's one that is, I think one of them is that is from, is an inbred.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's inbred.
That is one of them. There's one where he's got...
Why does he wear such a tiny cap? That's what we should have discussed.
Maybe it's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I've got a football head. Let's try.
Don't try and hide it. Yeah.
Let's try and show it off even more.
Two of his pals have also got half football, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing on this as well is that supposedly the dude from The Simpsons, the creator, told him to create characters of all different like shapes and sizes so they're memorable if you just saw a silhouette of them.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I like it.
That makes sense. Well, if anybody does like this, there is a chance they're going to do another season, you know, a season 6 of A. Arnold.
Mm, thrilled.
And they're going to base it, because they were looking originally on the film, what I said, In the Jungle, they were looking at the ratings for that, and the ratings are actually pretty good, but it were mainly on older people who watched it as kind of gone back for the nostalgic thing. The young kids really didn't like it. So what they're basically doing now is they're using the what did we watch earlier? Oh, the Rugrats. They're going to look at the redo of the Rugrats, see how that goes, and if so, they're saying that they might do another season of Hey Arnold, where, and this is quite cool, they come back when they're all a little bit older. So it won't be a direct follow-up. It'll be when they've grown up a little bit.
Oh, so all I got from that is people with juvenile brains don't like Hey Arnold.
Yeah. That's what I got too. 8.9 out of 10 on IMDb it's got.
What?
This Pigeon Man episode. Yep.
Fuck.
I can understand it, Keith.
Yeah, me too. It's just a shame that not everyone gets it. Like, they just need a simple action film.
Genuinely don't know what I'm missing. I get
spoon fed or something.
I'm clearly
like that.
Missing.
Maybe you watched the wrong episode, Jamie.
Yeah. I watched it a few times. I watched it three times. I did. Yeah, Hey Donald's the Rhino Man. I watched it a few times though, because I was like, the first time I watched it, I was like, this is wank. I must have missed
it.
Watch
it again.
It three times, and every time I'm like, I don't get this. What's good about it? I don't get it. But it could be worse. We could have watched The Mask again, so we'll take that.
Yeah, I think you rated it lower than The Mask, didn't you?
Can we just call it Mask, not The Mask, please? Come on.
Spoken.
Whose cartoon is it next week?
Stu.
Can't wait to criticise the shit out of it.
Pretty harsh. Pretty
what
harsh.
For, Stu?
I am going away from shitty cartoons. I'm going away from weird British cartoons. I'm going for a massive cartoon, a huge franchise, probably a bigger franchise than any we've done, maybe. Transformers.
Simpsons. Oh, yes.
From the top rope, Stu, from the top rope.
Transformers. The original, the best still, Transformers cartoon from the 1980s.
Yes.
Robots in disguise.
Correct. Best theme tune, best voice acting, good animation. Some good action.
What score are you giving this,
dude? 9.5 out of 10. So, yeah, Transformers.
Interesting.
Have you already picked your episode?
I haven't, no. I'll share my episode and we'll pop it on Twitter so people can watch in advance of the show.
Hey, if only we had a script to follow.
It'll probably be that one where Megatron almost wins, but Starscream ends up messing it up.
And the human
solves everything for the Transformers, probably. There's another anime one as well, Jamie. You're looking forward to it.
I grew up with Transformers. It's the one that I haven't really gone back. I had all the toys. I watched all the cars. I'm a big fan, but it's one that's not really stuck with me into adulthood. So I'm excited to go back and watch it.
Nice. Well, it is the end of the show. Kane, what have you got to say?
Yeah, so as you said, we're going to be putting it on Twitter what episode we're going to watch. So you can find that at By the Power Pod. We've also got Facebook and Instagram at the same thing. Go to our website where you can see all our past episodes and current episodes at www.bythepower.net. Drop us an email at bythepowerpod@gmail.com. And as always, if you want to buy us a beer or a coffee, it's buymeacoffee.com/bythepower.
There should be a buymeabeer.com website. That must already exist, right? Yeah.
Well, no fucker ever buys us one anyway. It don't matter.
It's true. I think we're flogging a dead horse with this one.
You can buy us a coffee at please, for God's sake, please, just at least one person, prove that you're there by buying us a coffee, please, prettyplease.com/buythepower. Or don't, you fuckers.
Can I also add very quickly, Stu, can you try and find us a Transformers cartoon that's got a pigeon in it?
Yes, of course.
Cheers.
Bonus points, name the little
Bezel
bird.
Communicate with
name, the, name the little bird that came out of Soundwave in Transformers.
Ooh. No, Starscream.
No, the Soundwave bird came out. A bird was Soundwave's. The tape that came out of Soundwave was a bird.
Soundwave.
He had a bird and a little. What was his name, James? It was a bird and.
Dog. Black Panther.
Like a Black Panther.
Like a cassette. It was like a cassette,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there were cassettes that came out and one transformed into a bird and
that's
one transformed
it.
Into that's... a little Black Panther thing, as James points out. But I can't remember the name of the cassette. It's annoying me now.
Soundwave with Epic.
Soundwave.
Best voice.
He was awesome. Optimus Prime, good voice as well. Anyway, that's it from us. So it's goodbye from me.
That is bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And I'm not saying it. However, I have got a pigeon-related joke for you.
No.
Go on.
Nice.
Is it called Hey Arnold?
No. So a man walks into the doctor's completely naked, but he's got three pigeons on one arm and two pigeons on the other. And he says to the doctor...